MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. One of the Permian Basin's biggest oil and gas companies will pick up the $500,000 tab for a mobile air pollution monitoring station to be based in Eddy County as part of a 2022 agreement with state officials. Occidental Petroleum agreed to a $6.5 million settlement after the environmental group Wild Earth Guardians filed a complaint noting widespread violations of state and federal air quality regulations at Occidental facilities in southeast New Mexico. The allegations led to a lawsuit filed by the environmental group against Occidental under the Clean Air Act, leading to the agreement that in part stipulated the company provides $500,000 to the New Mexico Environment Department for an air monitoring project in the area. The funds were announced January 3rd. Other terms of the agreement include another $500,000 in civil penalties paid to the federal government and $5.5 million spent at Occidental's facilities across the Permian Basin to upgrade infrastructure, adding new technologies such as electric valves to prevent future emissions. And it's the most lucrative quarter horse race in the country, and it's held right here in New Mexico. But 4 months after the All-American Futurity, and a little more than $5 million in total earnings from that day are still waiting to be paid out. The New Mexico Racing Commission is staying tight-lipped about what is going on, but did confirm an investigation is underway that needs to be completed before the purse is paid out. There is no elaboration on the nature of the investigation, but the commission has put a bigger emphasis on illicit drugs and horses in the recent years, and blood and urine samples from the horses are being analyzed at a lab in Colorado. The New Mexico Racing Commission is expecting results from the lab in the next 7 to 10 days. If they're clean, the purse can be paid out. If not, a judicial process will begin, a spokesman for the commission said. And Heart's Desire, located at 1118 South Love Street in Lovington, is hosting a warming station when outside temperatures drop below 31 degrees. The warming station is open 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. each day. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.